On Monday, we read from your letters. During our segment on the Paris Review book for planes, trains, elevators, and waiting rooms, we asked you where you find your stolen moments for reading. By far, the bathroom one, but there were several other contenders. I read at red traffic lights, wrote Patty of Hillsboro, Oregon, so when I'm reading a great magazine article, I always seem to get green lights, which, to my frustration, keeps me from finishing the article. Our next email is anonymous for obvious reasons. While working, I am constantly sneaking a read from whatever classic literature I happen to have downloaded from the Gutenberg Project online. I have finished 5 books since starting this illicit activity last year. Currently, I'm reading Jane Austen's Emma. Please don't tell my boss. Jeffrey Erickson of Cleveland, Ohio, doesn't take any chances. He has books stashed just about everywhere. Currently, I have books on cacti and the mating habits of fish in my office, a book on biodiversity in my bathroom, a book on sail trimming in my car, and books on the origin of the universe and quantum theory in my bedroom. I'm reading all of them on a daily basis, but I will admit that sometimes it takes a few pages to adjust from book to book. Our show on internet vigilantes touched a real nerve for many listeners who have felt the sting of the lawless web. Aaron Rothenberger from Tempe, Arizona, is among the scorned. The Klez virus wiped out all of my Word files in 2002, including my master's thesis for my journalism degree. I hope these internet vigilantes get justice, just like Gary Cooper did in High Noon. Or I at least hope they get revenge like Clint Eastwood's Drifter did in the spaghetti westerns. Get a cyberspace coffin ready for those unlucky punks who trespass on my digital property. Carolyn Wright of Cleveland would seem to agree. Would that other battles on the world stage were so morally clear-cut, she wrote, and offered her own word for those who fight back, digilantes. And last but hardly least, we heard from one listener about how he fights back against scams on a website he founded. That site would be Craigslist, a giant classified ad site. You can find just about anything there, from a used futon to a sitar. The founder is Craig Newmark, and he joins us now from his home in San Francisco. And Craig, I have to tell you, I'm kind of amazed to be talking to the real Craig from Craigslist.
Well, this is me, but I'm no big deal at all.
It's always interesting when cyberspace meets an audio reality, at least. Craig, maybe you can describe some of the scams that you have seen on your site.
Briefly, the three worst kinds. One is where someone advertises some electronics that, they don't exist, but they want you to wire them money. The second kind involves fake cashier's checks, where someone in Nigeria wants to pay you with one. The third I've seen in New York and San Francisco, where someone wants to take a deposit for an apartment that doesn't exist.
How big a problem is this for you?
We're pretty passionately engaged with this and everything else that could be a problem. So it feels like a really big problem, even though the numerical representation of scams to real offers is very tiny.
How do you screen for it? Do you have a way of screening for that kind of a scam?
Not really, because these guys, particularly there's at least one Romanian scam gang that targets us a lot, and they are pretty smart about varying what they do.
And is there anything in particular that users should do to protect themselves?
Just be very, very suspicious. Use their normal instincts, but when it comes to a remote deal, if the person talks about wiring money with wire services, or if the English is a real suspect, then that's a real problem.
Have you ever been sort of impressed with the imagination of some of these scammers?
No, because they're now just trying the same thing over and over again. Once in a while, they do get lucky.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Craig.
Hey, please help get the word out.
Craig Newmark is the founder of Craigslist. We reached him by phone at his home in San Francisco. If you have something to say, the best way to reach us is on email. The address is totn@npr.org. Please include the topic of the show in the subject line. Tell us the city and state that you're writing from, and if necessary, give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.